With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, January 20th. 2023. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello. Hello.
Got a packed show. We'll hear from Caps forward Lars Eller coming up at 6:25. Nice road win for the Caps last night. A shutout.
Mm-hmm.
Talk some movies with Kevin McCarthy at 7.
Uh-huh.
I think he's also going to review, I might be botching the name of us. The name of the show, I think it's called The Last of Us, which is...
Saw the first episode.
You did watch it. It's based off of a video game.
I
saw the trailer and I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And then I kind of lost my zeal when I heard it was about a video game, or it was kind of the...
I mean, it's based off a video game, but if you're into like...
apocalyptic...
dystopian zombie apocalypses, then this is the show for you.
Yeah, it looked good. So we'll hear from Kevin coming up at 7. Wes Unseld Jr., head coach of the Washington Wizards, will join us at 7:20. We've got John Feinstein and Luke Thomas, combat specialist, of course, works for CBS and Luke-y Showtime.
Luke-y
he
Luke.
Started his career right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Yep.
He's going to join us, talk about the Power Slap League, some UFC stuff. So we are packed. And, of course, it's Football Friday. So we have our weekend parlay. We'll get into the playoff matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot to cover. Last night I mentioned the Caps. That was a 4-0 win for them.
Just gave the Yotes some of this, but the Coyotes are pretty terrible. I mean, I think they have 33 points on the season.
I was grasping for a buddy who lives here in Virginia but has a condo in Tempe.
Okay.
Maybe it was Scottsdale. How far is Scottsdale from Tempe? It's not that far, right? 15, 20 minutes?
Like Arlington to D.C.
Yeah, okay. So he
lives close.
His condo's in Scottsdale. In fact, he rented it out to Trace McSorley for the football season.
Okay.
But now season's over, so Trace moved out. So he went out there for a month, and he was grasping at tickets for the Caps game last night.
Yeah. Was he able to procure them or no?
I said, I'll do what I can. Now, so I texted a buddy who's really tight with John Carlson and with Oshie, but they said they had to put their ticket requests in last week. And then I grasped.
Yeah, you hit up Jim Van Stone?
No, I grasped
higher.
Sergey, the PR guy for the Caps.
You reached out to him?
I sent a text to him. I said, this is a big ask.
Yeah.
And I know what the answer's probably going to be, but do you have two extra tickets?
Yeah. No.
No.
So. Well, I mean, the place holds.
I told him I'd try.
You're a good friend. You've been doing
that's
that for
way
years.
Than I would
remember, he hooked up. I mean, this is going back like 25 years. Remember when we first started out? Maybe we had just gotten syndicated, so he maybe used that rationale.
Yep.
But he got tickets for like a Mariners game for a buddy.
Yeah,
a Clippers game.
He extends.
There was a Clippers game too.
Hey, didn't Coach Laviolette say you can always text me?
Yeah, but I don't have his number, and I didn't know if.
You're not going to text him 2 hours before the game.
Yeah.
You need to hook him up with the guy who reached out to us, who's like high up at Mullet Arena, that like coordinates the events there.
Somebody tweeted us. He's yesterday. The game presentation director or something. For
That would have done it.
Well, hold on.
I can't imagine those tickets were expensive. Couldn't a guy probably got them online?
No, they were sold out, I think.
Caps fans invaded the arena last night.
So it was mostly Caps fans.
I think he said that he tried to look and they were sold out.
There were tons of Caps fans inside.
I mean, there's only 5,000 seats.
Understood.
And it's like it's kind of a cool thing where you get to see an NHL game in a 5,000 seat arena.
100%.
Like you just don't get to see that a lot.
I would go.
So I tried.
Seeing a big concert in a small venue.
Exactly. Intimate atmosphere.
I was just going with the impression that Cakes had given me that even though it was in a 5,000-seater, that no one was going.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, Capitals Nation travels strong out to the West Coast. So good for them.
They were representing.
Yeah. It's all a nice performance. Darcy Kuemper now leads the league in shutouts with 5. Solid.
So anyway. Hopefully he can do that in the playoffs, should they get in the playoffs.
That would be nice.
That's kind of amazing because he kind of started out shaky.
And he missed a bunch of games, too.
It's kind of amazing.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
It's a really good performance.
There's a reason they brought him in.
I mean,
this year, there's no question who is your starter in the goal between the pipes when it comes to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying him over $5 million a year. So, I mean, he's got the big role, and he's coming through, which is good to see.
Who were the scratches last night of the regulars?
It's a good question. I know Lars got a sweater. I don't know off the top of my head who got scratched. I'd have to look that up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that Coyotes arena, I know it only seats 4,600.
Yeah.
It's at 100% capacity.
Oh, really?
Every game.
I thought it seated 5 and they
probably
were drawing like 4,600.
Okay. Something. I don't know.
I was telling Drab, they were showing shots of the ASU campus.
Yeah.
It looked amazing. Called the palm walk, like these walkways with these big palm trees are all lit up. Looks pretty nice.
Looks like Dowd didn't play.
Well, Dowder's out. He's out with an injury.
And ASU had a hoops game last night. Wasn't that a home game against UCLA? I think that was a home game last night.
So that campus is buzzing last night.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
And ASU's hoop team, Hurley's got them playing well. They got a really athletic team, but they got pwned last night by, I think that was a home game. Pretty sure it was. But, so I tried, and it was a big ask.
To save the information of the guy that's high up at Mullet Arena in case I ever want to take a Caps roadie out west.
Yep, there you go.
That would be fun. Be a fun
bet. I'm sure he'll hear this on the podcast.
I'm sure he will.
But big win for the Terps last night at home. They're now 9-1.
Let's go.
They're 9-1 at home, and big win over Michigan. Maryland's had trouble with wings this year so far, but last night, Jet Howard didn't shoot the ball well. Dougie McDaniel, their point guard, didn't shoot the ball very well.
I think they started off
a lot of that had
good,
to do with Maryland's defense.
Then they went cold. Like they hit their first, I think Michigan hit their first few threes, and then they went ice cold.
Yeah. But neither team really shot the ball well, but that's a big win. Arena seemed dead.
Well, students aren't back yet.
Students aren't back, yeah.
Bobby's mentioned that. He's like, when do the kids go back to College Park? And I said, my kids are going back Monday. The arena
It's the longest winter break ever.
You know what? I guarantee you didn't complain about it when you were a student.
I don't think my winter break was ever this long.
I bet it probably was close.
We had long winter breaks. I remember coming back.
Yeah, but
in the 20s.
It is pretty late.
I remember coming back when it was in the 20s.
It's so weird. Some schools do, some don't. Some kids have been back for 10 days already, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that they finish earlier.
You would hope.
Probably.
I don't remember how long mine were, but I never clamored to go back earlier.
No.
Not once, ever. I can remember that.
Never in my scholastic career did I enjoy school. Never, ever.
Never.
Some of the social aspects I enjoyed, but I never enjoyed learning.
No,
funny, yesterday,
with you on that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my wife and I
so dumb.
Were looking at a school to send Isabella to, and it actually has like an hour of extra school.
Ah, okay.
It's typically like, let's say if you're in elementary school, typically it'd be like 9 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And this one starts at
more work
8.
Time,
this one starts at 8
mm-hmm.
and ends at 3. That's a positive. Now for the kid, they don't want more school, but she's not going to know.
Yeah, but it's probably not a positive for your bankroll. I'm guessing you're paying for this is a private school. You're paying for that.
But it's actually a lot less than preschool.
Tricky.
Preschool is expensive. Why? I don't know why preschool is so much more expensive than like a Catholic elementary school.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it would be a lot less than that. But I'm not sure that we're going to send her there. But it was a tour. Mm. And one of the things that we left was like 8 to 3. Shouldn't it just be 9 to 3? Like, I think when we went to Pointer Ridge Elementary, I want to say it was 9 to 3. And Dylan's and Kelsey's have been about the same, you know, 6 hours. And this one was longer.
Was school only 6 hours? It sure felt a hell of a lot longer than that.
Well, like 16. High school was longer.
Yeah, in high school, it felt like at least 7 or 8 hours.
High school was six and a half,
film
I believe.
Strips in seven, class.
One class.
How long could that last?
It was like 7:50 to about 3:10.
That was the only class.
An hour of it was grading your own papers.
You guys are like breaking down the history of the 2-3 matchup zone.
Well, someone's got to do it.
High school for us was, we were the latest high school in probably the state. I know in Prince George's County, mm-hmm. Cakes and I was 9:30 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 6 and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we never got out that late.
No, I think we started, what did we start, like 7:14 or something?
Maybe it was 7:15. I thought it was 7:50, but maybe it was.
Something weird like that.
It was early. But early.
No, I think you're right. It might have been 7:50.
I just remember getting there at 7:30 every day and just going, oh.
Oh, back to the Caps, Cakesy. Mantha was scratched.
Ah, Mantha. Okay.
Mantha's on the outs. He's been scratched 4 times in the last 6 games.
That was
your guy.
That's a lot of scratches.
I thought he was playing well earlier in the year. I know he had some goals and he had a couple game winners, but is he just playing like butt?
Sounds like he's in Chateau Bow Wow for Peter Laviolette.
Wow.
Maybe. Laviolette said the team was going through a rotation of forwards to take out of the lineup to try to find the right fit with the returns of Backstrom and Wilson.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mantha will be on the trading block.
I would assume he would be.
He's a $5.7 million salary cap hit.
That is a pretty big cash outlay for a guy who's getting scratched. A healthy scratch.
So maybe he's going to be gone.
He could be.
And you're right, Dowd is on the IR.
Right. I think Dowd got injured in the Islanders game where the Caps came back and dug out of that 3-zippy hole that they were in.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, nice win for the Terps last night. It's funny you mentioned the attendance because my brother, he's not a big college basketball guy, but he lives in New Jersey, and he happened to be watching it.
Yeah.
And he goes, why are there so many empty seats?
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize.
I just felt like I remember last year I went to a Terps game. Now, this is a different Terps team.
Mm-hmm.
But last year I went to a Terps game. It was against
Iowa,
yeah. And I'd never seen the arena more empty.
Now was that around the
same time?
I can't recall.
The arena did fill up as the game progressed because I turned it on like at the beginning, and it looked like a dirty bomb went off in there. But it was like it's a 7 p.m. tip, and it's always, especially if the students aren't there, it's just people filtering late because of traffic. And by like 8, it had filled up a decent amount. But like the students, you can tell, aren't there because they're not filling the wall on the end of the arena. Like that wall was filled for like the Illinois game.
Was it the box score said it was 71% filled?
Okay. That sounds
at 71% capacity.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Not bad.
I turned it on late and crowd sounded fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anytime you're playing Michigan, Big Ten kind of a rival. Couple local kids coming back. It's a big win.
Definitely a big win.
There's 13 games left right now. I mean, the college basketball season's flying by.
More
than halfway through. And they're 3-4 in the conference. Now, they're going to play Purdue on the road this weekend. That's probably a loss. Purdue's the best team in the conference. And then they get 3 really winnable games. I think they're all at home. So if they're going to make that run, it's going to be here in the next 2 weeks.
The students that were there were lustily booing Hunter Dickinson whenever he touched the ball.
I know. Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of fun to see.
Everyone boos him. He actually loves it.
He gets booed a lot. Certainly when he comes back.
Well, the other DeMatha kid is balling for the Terps, Shamir Young.
Shamir Young had a great
game.
His last
3 games, he's had 30, 20, 26.
Mm-hmm.
He was just knifing through the lane last night against Michigan.
He's a senior.
Senior transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played really well, but it's that's a big win for them. And then but Purdue on the road, and they get Wisconsin, Nebraska, Indiana all at home, and all winnable.
Just getting to the tournament, I feel like it's successful first season for Coach
K Dub.
Oh, for sure,
Jason. Yep. So what's going on with Bray? Is he retiring?
He is.
He'll never coach again.
I could see him doing TV. I could see him just going down to Florida and buying a house on the beach. That's where his brother lives. I could see him doing that.
Silly. Where does his brother
not
live?
Dewey.
Not need to get in his brother's pockets.
He could spend some time up in Dewey.
Doesn't he already have a place? He's always in Delaware, it seems.
Yeah, he's got a place. Yeah. Well, he had a place in Dewey, and then his ex-wife took over that. Mm-hmm. And I think he bought another place.
Mm-hmm.
But
he loves it there.
I could see him doing TV, though. It's his time.
It's a grind.
23
he's
years.
He's looked, to be honest with you, and I don't mean this personally, he's looked terrible the last couple of years.
He hadn't looked great.
He's just put on weight. He looks miserable. He doesn't shave anymore. He looks kind of like me.
And after
he just smashed
slovenly,
just smashed into the
after
wall.
He lost the after they lost to Florida State at home, they're now 1-7 in the conference.
I watched some of the presser.
He was just he was lost. He was just talking like a crazy person.
Yeah,
and
he was like making no sense.
He just lost it.
Yeah,
and I knew that it was
the
a rough
thing
year.
You said to me in the morning.
Yeah, I knew it was a bad year, but then I watched that presser and I said, you know what? This has got to be it.
It's sometimes it's just time.
He's been there for
I didn't think they were going to fire him. I didn't think he was going to resign midseason.
Right.
It's a
but
good
why
plan.
Did they have to go out there and say it's mutual? That makes them. You know what I mean? That's kind of a dick move.
It is.
You know?
Swarbrick, their AD, came out and said that. Who knows? Maybe there's some friction between the two. But it was a 23-year
run. I know this. We talked about because I know a lot of Notre Dame guys. And there's been pressure on Bray for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are very unhappy. Guy's been their winningest coach of all time.
Yep.
And there's constant pressure on him.
There's been a
certain contingent that's been angling to push him out for a long time. Well, be careful what you wish for. That's all I'll say.
It's just tough.
The grass isn't always greener.
Not always green, especially now with NILs and everything. It's only going to get even harder. So
especially if you're a school like Notre Dame.
Yep.
Notre Dame, Stanford, all those schools.
Yeah.
But he had a good run, man. He went to the Elite Eight back-to-back years. It's just tough to get. You can't, if you're Notre Dame, you just can't go out and recruit whoever you want.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Now, football, you've got a little bit more leniency, but basketball team, you can't go out to like inner city Chicago or D.C. or Atlanta and just get whoever you want. I mean, there are restrictions.
All I know is about 32 years ago or whatever it was when Jason and I were there, and he was coaching Jason, and he was my history teacher, and he was probably making about 30 grand a year.
Uh-huh.
He did pretty good.
Yeah,
he did pretty good, I would guess.
Yep.
Showing film strips.
He's got plenty of cash.
If he's going to go buy a beach home in Florida. Like, yeah, I think he's doing pretty well.
He did well.
Yeah.
But he won a ton of games. How many hundreds of games has he won?
I mean, I have his
winningest coach of all time.
480, I think, at Notre Dame or something like that.
571 lifetime.
Yeah,
according to NCAA.com.
About 100 at Delaware, and I think about whatever the difference is.
A lot of wins. I know Larinaga's way up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy Larinaga just continues to pile on the dubs.
Let's see. Now, 481 at Notre Dame.
Now Mike needs to just enjoy life.
Yeah.
Maybe hit the gym a little bit.
Oh, you're joking.
It just looks like he's taking a toll.
Hey, you know what you should do is why don't you text them your keto regimen?
No, I'm not doing that. No chance. But this is good for him. This is good for him.
Hey, send him a portable sauna.
Hey, everybody can use one. My daughter used
it. Sweat out the toxins.
She used it yesterday. I can't use it back-to-back days. I'm too dehydrated. It takes me a full day to recover from it.
Do you do the scale before
Water.
And after to see how much you lost?
I haven't been on a scale in months. I was like, I said, well, how much have you lost so far since you've been low carb? And I didn't even, at the beginning, I didn't, it was too intimidating. You know, I know when I'm fat, when I go down the stairs and I feel my belly jiggle. That's when I know it's time to lose
Are you
weight.
In current jiggle mode or are you out
it's
of
better.
Jiggle mode?
Oh, I'm definitely better.
Less jiggle.
Oh, yeah. I've lost weight in my face and in my handles. We call those the Johnny Cakes.
All right. As I mentioned, we are packed. It is Football
signature.
Friday. We've got our Junkies Weekend Parlay at 7:45. Kevin on the Movies at 7. Wes Unseld Jr. to talk some Wizards at 7:20. John Feinstein at 8. Luke Thomas on the Slap League and UFC at 8:40. We are packed. But next up, it's Lars Eller from your Washington Capitals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan. We head out now to the BetQL guest hotline. We're joined by Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria, featuring a top tracer driving range, putt-putt courses, and full restaurant. It's fun for the whole family. Visit rudysgolf.com. Rudy's Golf, the new go-to spot for golf and entertainment in Kingstown, Alexandria. What's up, Lars? Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So we got a lot of travel-related questions for you since you guys are out on your West Coast swing. First and foremost, we have to ask, are you teeing it up on this trip? Because I know when you looked at the schedule and you saw Arizona and Vegas, you're like, might have to bring the sticks for this one and swing them.
Do they do that?
Swing them with the boys. Are there any golf outings planned for this trip? Or is it full-on nap time and practice and games?
Well, on game days, it's certainly like that. Then you're on a schedule of, you're either resting or eating or you're performing
right
on the ice. But to answer your question, yes, we were able to get some golf in on this trip, playing one time in Vegas. And it was tough to get another one in. Probably would have played here in Arizona if we could find the time. But the way the schedule works, it's but probably just going to be one round this trip.
So you guys travel with your clubs occasionally if you can fit it in?
No, we do. Rent. Either we rent or we do the ship sticks.
Yeah,
mostly ship
sticks.
Ship sticks,
gotcha.
Right, there you go.
Do you want to divulge which track you're playing in Vegas? You want to keep that on the down low?
No, it's fine. This time we'll play Shadow Creek.
Shadow Creek.
That's just
big baller. Of course you will.
You're not going to play some dump cakes.
Who's going to play? You, TJ, who else? Backy.
Hathaway plays.
Yeah. Me, Backstrom, Gustafson, he's a good golfer, I think. Nick Jensen is in. Johansson, he's very good as well. I'm forgetting one or two guys.
Is Mojo still a member at Riverbend?
No, I don't believe he is.
Oh, okay. Let me ask, has Ovi gotten any better at golf? Because I remember seeing him like try to attempt a tee shot a few years ago. He was just a full-on hack, could barely make contact with the ball. Has he gotten better?
Yeah, no, Ovi hasn't. I don't think he's put any work into it in trying to get better. I don't think he cares.
So
he's probably the same if he tried to tee it up today.
So hold on. Does your caps guy set up all your tee times and then take care of all your shipping sticks? Or do you have a guy on the team who's like real anal about it and make sure that you guys get all that taken care of?
No, we usually, some of us players, whoever has like the connection to know someone at whatever place, kind of we set it up amongst ourselves.
You mostly. Do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
A couple of texts, and it's usually set.
Right.
So, Lars, yeah. for your guys' first trip out to Arizona, what do you think it's going to be like to play in an arena on a college campus? It only holds about 5,000 people for the capacity. You know, you haven't played in an arena this small, I'm guessing, since you remember the Peoria Rivermen back in 2009 when you played 70 games for them. And that arena even held like 9,000. It's going to be weird playing for just 5,000 people.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what it's going to be like. And you know, some of these smaller arenas, it can be really intense and a good experience in its own way, actually. So I'm looking forward to it. And I saw the ticket prices down here is like, you know, it's $270 for a lower bowl ticket.
Wow.
So. Yeah, we were in New York last week. We were talking about those tickets on the island in the new arena. It's like $90 a ticket. Mm. So they, I think they're having, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a good crowd tonight. And I'm excited to see what it's like. I'm pumped.
So, Lars, when you guys get on the second game of this trip, when you head to Vegas, it's a business trip, obviously, and you have a lot of veterans, some older guys on the squad. Do the older guys like you and Oshi and Ovi have to tell the younger guys, hey, don't go too hard if it's your first or second time in Vegas. This is a business trip. Let's, you know, concentrate on the task at hand. We've got a game to play, and don't stay out until 2 o'clock at night.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I think... you know, one, if you ever kind of, as a young guy, if you overstep a line, in some way and, there's going to be, you know, some kind of consequences, or you're going to be let know that that definitely can't happen again. Sometimes maybe it's players or sometimes it's coaches that will, you know, give you that message, but you'll definitely know if you go too far. And usually that's only something that happens once or twice, but we have a pretty good team. I think everybody here is going to, you know, everybody's a good pro here on our team, and you can still go out and have some fun and still, you know, be able to come to and do your work next day. It's definitely possible.
Hey, Lars, I know we're like 6 weeks away from the trade deadline, but do you think, I mean, you guys are a playoff team. Do you think, is it your gut, is it your vibe that the team will be pretty active trying to acquire some pieces for the playoff run?
Well, I think every year we've been in a playoff position come that time, we have added someone or we've added players. So I would assume that it's going to be the same this year if we're still in that position, which I certainly think and hope that we'll be. So that, yeah, I would always be surprised if we didn't, but who knows.
Lars, is there like an aura of weirdness in the locker room now with Laviolette having the healthy scratch guys? I know you've gotten scratched at one point. Matt, the scratch for a couple games. Strome didn't get a sweater for one game. Is that weird for you guys, or is it just, you know, like a numbers game? Laviolette can't dress everybody that's there. What is that like? Do you guys talk amongst yourselves about that dynamic?
Yeah, we do. It's not, and I don't think it's an ideal situation for anyone. Right now we just have that situation where we have more capable NHL players and we have roster spots, right? And so on some nights they're going to be a player that should be playing or can play on and could help any number of teams that isn't going to be playing. So that's definitely not ideal, but you're just going to have to, as always in life or in hockey in your career, you're going to have to adjust to your situation and make the best of it and kind of take one day at a time. But of course, it's in a perfect world, you know, everybody kind of knows where they're at and you play on the same line with the same line mates and you have some consistency, but just sometimes things, you know, in this bigger puzzle when pieces are moving in and out and guys are injured it's just rarely a perfect world and situation, and that's kind of what we're, I think, finding ourselves in right now. And as a player, you just try to do your best and focus on playing and really don't look too far ahead and certainly don't look back either and just try to stay in the moment. And that can be, you know, that can be a challenge in itself for everybody. But nonetheless, I think that's what you have to try to do and focus on the task at hand and do the best you can do that day at whatever you're asked to do. Yeah, I think that's kind of where it's at.
Lars, I think I ask you this every week, but you know, I try and look at the standings every night. I don't know the strengths and weaknesses of these other teams like you do. It still amazes me that the Bruins are 35-5 in through 44 games with four overtime losses. I mean, that is absurd to be 35-5. But anyway, in the Metro, Carolina's still on top, Jet Devils right behind them, and then the Rangers and you guys. How often are you looking at the standings, especially in the Metro, and are the teams like the Devils and Hurricanes catchable? I don't know if they would be. That's a big gap there with only 30 games to go or so. But what do you think about the standings specifically in the Metro?
I think it's going to be really tight. Come down right to the last game of the season. I think there's going to be a really good team in our division who's not going to make it. And there'll probably be five teams in our division going to make it, if I have to guess. And I think they're certainly catchable, the teams in our division who's ahead of us right now. Like you said, Boston's having an unbelievable year. You knew they were kind of probably going to be a playoff team or probably a top team in their division, but they're having a very impressive season. But I believe in us, and as we're getting, you know, as now we're getting healthy and everything will probably start to fall into place here sooner or later. I feel very good about our chances as well, whoever we're going to, you know, play here down the line the rest of the regular season and hopefully in the playoffs. I have all the confidence in the world in us.
Hey, Lars, is it okay to love Tom Wilson as a player and also to hate him for being so handsome at the same time? I saw the picture of him boarding the airplane for the trip out west, and he was wearing a perfectly tailored bluish-green suit. You know, like, I made the mistake, I think, 7 or 8 years ago of taking a picture with Tom Wilson. Like,
never do
willingly,
it.
I'll never do that again. Why is Tom Wilson always look-shaming the rest of us? Do you have an answer for that?
He's genetically blessed. That's what it is.
Why does he do that to us?
Tom takes good care of himself. He takes, you know, good care of his body, and he takes good care of his wardrobe. I think he puts a lot of time into it. I think we have a pretty high bar, actually, for a lot of guys dress well on our team, I would say, actually. I don't know if they always get – not everybody might get as much
attention,
airtime there on the social media. There's guys that get a little more love than others.
Who are some of the other good, nice dressers or whatever?
Well, one guy I would say who's actually very underrated, very good dresser is Jensen. He dresses well. Mm-hmm.
What about Ovi?
Yeah. Ovi's got to be a pig, right?
Yeah. He doesn't dress
well. He doesn't care. He doesn't seem like he cares.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think he cares too much about
style.
Yeah, but yeah, it's usually a very solid plain suit with a plain tie. You know, it works. But I don't think he doesn't care too much.
He can't wait to rip that off.
How many goals he scores and how many games we win and how we perform on the ice.
Is it mandatory? Is it mandatory to have a suit when you're traveling on the road?
Yeah, so suit when traveling and tie on game day as well.
Dude, I bet you Ovi has a clip-on tie.
He probably does.
He strikes me as a clip-on tie guy.
I bet you it's wrinkly.
Yeah.
Hey, he never takes it to the cleaners.
Before we let you go, what's an acceptable score for you at Shadow Creek? Like mid-70s? Well, what would you be happy with?
It's the first time I play Shadow. I would be happy if I could keep it in the low 80s, low to mid 80s. I'll be happy with that, actually.
All right, cool. We will revisit that next week. Best of luck on your West Coast swing. We'll talk to you next week, man.
See you, bro.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, that's buddy. Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals, right. Brought to you by Rudy's Golf in Kingstown, Alexandria, featuring a top tracer driving range, putt-putt courses, and full restaurant. It's fun for the whole family. Go to rudysgolf.com for more information. Rudy's Golf, the new go-to spot for golf and entertainment in Kingstown, Alexandria. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7, we'll fill in on the latest movies with Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. I believe he's got a review of Missing. Also, the first episode of The Last of Us, which debuted with a lot of hype on HBO Max. Wes Unseld, junior head coach of your Washington Wizards, will join us at 7:20. Don't want to miss that. But of course, it is a football Friday here on The Fan, and besides the playoffs, a lot of quarterback news and coaching news for the team just north of us in Baltimore. They are trying to re-sign Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had Jason LaConfora on. He's pretty vehement that they're going to trade him. But if you watched the pressers yesterday and kind of what happened yesterday, you'd think they're going to keep Lamar Jackson in a Ravens uniform. So Greg Roman, their offensive coordinator, is out. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of Ravens fans are happy about that. Weren't thrilled with Greg Roman. If you look at the offensive production, I think a couple years ago they were scoring 31 points per game. This year is down to about 20. A lot of that has to do with Lamar Jackson being out.
Of course.
But I don't think Ravens fans are upset about that. Valdez, you can chime in if you want because you are a Ravens fan.
Pro or anti-Greg Roman?
I was always pro Greg Roman. I always thought that shouldered a lot of the blame.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought what I didn't like is that he didn't really adapt That was his biggest flaw. But I feel like he was still a good offensive coordinator.
Would he be?
He went from first in points in 2019 to 19th this year. But again, that's without Jackson for 5 weeks.
Yeah,
and hurts. They lost their receiver Bateman. When did Bateman go out?
Like week four or five.
Yeah, so he was gone. I mean,
Duvernay was gone for the last four or five games of the season.
Would he be a good fit JK? For my guys?
JK was out. Yep.
Considering they want to pound the ball.
Well, if your philosophy is to pound the ball and have ball control, I feel like he is a great fit. Greg Roman does wonders with your run game. Now, the problem is, do you have the line where you can pull a center and you can pull tackles? Are they that agile? Are they that quick?
Well, it's something that would need to be upgraded.
That's something that needs to be upgraded.
Yeah. Well, here's
also the other part is he going to evolve his passing game?
Right, because our wide receivers are
yeah, because your wide your wide receivers are I would say are the highlight or the star of your offense.
I know that's what's conflicting.
So unless he's willing to adapt and find some more complex passing schemes, then I don't think it'll be a good.
Maybe
fit.
Ron just hires him as the OC and says. Now, you focus on the run game, now, but also bringing in a passing game coordinator.
Yeah, now that's what I was going to say. If you bring in Greg Roman to be the assistant head coach, offensive coordinator, and then have a pass game coordinator, I think that's.
You think would Pat Shurmur take the passing game coordinator gig? And then
what about Zampezi in house? You elevate him to passing game coordinator, and you have him work with Greg. Or you bring in Greg as an assistant head coach and a run game coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
That seems awful complicated.
But then you have no official OC.
I don't know, you know, whether Greg Roman's just the fall guy there. I don't know what his relationship was with Lamar Jackson. It was clear, at least if you believe their words, that they want to have Lamar Jackson in a Ravens uniform. They say that they're going to have Lamar Jackson as part of the OC search there. And with Greg Roman, maybe he was a scapegoat. I heard Grant Paulson yesterday touting some numbers that if you looked at Greg Roman's history as an offensive coordinator in the NFL, sometimes the passing numbers were actually pretty good. It kind of depends on who he's worked with.
Look,
you know, when he's worked with running quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson or Kaepernick, well, then the running numbers were greater than necessarily the passing numbers. But when he's worked with other guys, you know, the offensive numbers were different.
Well,
it's kind of dependent on who he's had.
Well, I like that. Then that doesn't mean that he's just always just going to do one thing.
Greg has is great at sort of the element of surprise. But when not necessarily if teams catch on, but he's not really tinkering down the road. Does that make sense? He's kind of doing the same thing over and over and over again.
A lot of repetition.
Yeah, the playbook really isn't evolving. There's no wrinkles.
But if it's effective and you know other teams can't stop it.
Oh, it's effective. But I think his the play calling and the playbook itself just kind of grew stale in Baltimore.
Are you saying he's a little bit of a dinosaur? Is that what you're intimating? It's kind of what you're saying. It's kind of the vibe that I'm getting from you.
I think he's a. If you want to air raid offense, he's not your guy.
Okay,
they don't want that.
I'm putting this up as
if you really are committed to pounding the ball,
this
is your guy.
Right.
If you want to do amazing things in the run game, this is the guy you want to bring in. And I do feel like he does get characterized as a run, you know, as he only can run the ball, but that's not him. I mean, look, he made Tyrod Taylor a Pro Bowler in 2018.
Right.
I mean, the guy is a genius.
Why did he leave the Ravens the first time around and go to his high school? Did you know that?
Don't know.
Is this
Roman went from
2018?
No, it was way earlier than that. He was with the Ravens in 2006. I guess he was an offensive line guy. And then he went to his high school, and he was offensive coordinator at his high school.
Mm.
And then he jumped back into college.
Was Harbaugh the coach then?
In 2006?
I'm not sure.
That was like 17 years ago.
That might have been the end of the Billick era.
Yeah, maybe it was the end of the Billick era, and then he just, you know.
All right, I just put it up as the Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes. Should the Commanders consider Greg Roman for their open offensive coordinator position?
Of course they should. 100% they should consider it.
Yeah, bring him in for an interview.
I will say this, out of the list of candidates that they're interviewing, I think he's the best candidate.
Probably is.
Seems like on paper
you think they'll bring in Leftwich for an interview?
I don't know.
I don't think his...
All they were doing was slinging it, and that they're not really looking
his,
for that.
His run game chops down in Tampa Bay, were the numbers were not good.
I don't think that's a great fit.
Well, they also had three injuries on the offensive line
right.
and didn't have a lot of depth
there. Factor.
They had injuries at RB.
I'm telling you, I think that Charles London might be a sneaky hire. The running game.
Did they already interview him?
I think so.
So a couple things. If they hire Roman, you're going to need a tight end early in the draft because that's what they love. They love playmaking tight ends.
I think Cole Turner has a chance, even though we didn't see him do much.
Maybe.
Supposed to be athletic.
But this is a great tight end draft, mm-hmm. by the way. Also, you have so much invested in these wide receivers. I know Ron wants to run the ball, but like RG3 was tweeting about yesterday, wide receivers get better in this offense. It's not about Lamar. It's about
Greg we said
Roman
that.
Style.
That's the problem with their philosophy.
You have so much invested in Terry.
And by the way,
that's the problem Dotson. With what they want
to
do.
Being a good passing team is your path to the playoffs. And he knows it. Ron knows that. Like, he may come out and say, I want to run the ball 2-1, old school football. Effective passing offenses made the playoffs way more than effective rushing offenses did this past season. It's fact.
Yeah, well, kind
that
of
is true.
It kind of depends on the pieces you got.
The top 10 teams in pass rate over expectation all made the playoffs this season.
Right, but the problem that he has is your best players are your wide receivers, but your quarterbacks are butt and your offensive line is butt. So that's a
so
problem.
If your quarterback's butt, your hand quarterback's it off and throw it to your tight
butt,
ends.
Then sure. What you end up doing is running.
Okay, it's a problem. Now, then you want to upgrade those spots.
I will say
you're the guy that's collecting all the talent.
The reason why the wide receivers don't eat in Greg Roman's offense is that the tight ends have basically full autonomy, meaning they can run out, they can stop their route wherever they want, they can go wherever they want on the field, and wherever the wide receiver's going has no it kind of conflicts with where the tight end's going.
So they're like an afterthought in his offense.
Yeah,
to me, I'm going to go out and say that they shouldn't bring in Greg Roman based on what they have. You can vote at Junk's Radio, Junkie's Poll of the Day, presented by Van Meter Homes.
But we don't know who they have yet.
That is true.
What do you mean, as far as their personnel? Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's the way it always is in the offseason.
They haven't given any indication that they're going to go out there and get somebody who's going to sling it.
No, but I mean, we don't know what they're talking about in their meeting rooms.
To be honest with you, I think if you want Sam Howell to succeed, I feel like Greg Roman would be the guy.
He might be a great fit.
Because he can kind of not he's good at scheming around flaws. He would make a quarterback feel comfortable. He can lean on the run game. You lead on tight ends.
I wouldn't hate it, given what they've said they want to do. I wouldn't hate it.
Greg's a successful offensive coordinator for a reason.
You may not like his
style, but he's successful.
Very early, 67% say yes. Consider Greg Roman as an offensive coordinator. All right, we got Wes Unseld Jr., head coach of your Washington Wizards. He'll join us at 7:20. Don't want to miss that. But next, we'll talk some movies and The Last of Us with Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, right here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.